Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. We got Rod Woodson, the Hall of Famer, coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm sure he is hyped that his Pittsburgh Steelers are the last unbeaten team in the league and had a – I mean, he played for the Ravens too, so I guess for him
he considers himself a Steeler, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's longer with them for sure. But
right.
Yeah, so it should be a fun conversation with our man Rod. Rob, I think you were – I didn't see it, but I got to imagine you had a mouse urinating tweet Saturday afternoon.
Yes.
When let me tell you my perspective, because, you know, my daughter went to Michigan. I paid Michigan a lot of money
right
for my daughter to go there and graduate.
I remember when if they would have had graduation, Chris, you would have walked out of graduation with your hands up high.
You know, right.
like you got robbed.
Right, you've been held up. But so yeah, you know, obviously now I have a connection to Michigan, so I was excited about this year. I mean, I know they weren't expected to beat Ohio State and be better than them and all that, but, you know, big win to open the season over Minnesota. Minnesota was ranked in the top 25. They put 49 on them. I think they beat them by 25 or something like that. So, you know, Michigan State, who they've struggled with at times, I expected this is a year, okay, they definitely going to beat Michigan State.
And Michigan State has a new coach, right?
New coach. Mel Turner. Got beat last week by freaking Rutgers.
Yeah.
Mel Tucker. Rutgers? I know Greg Schiano's back and all, but Rutgers? And so I'm thinking, yeah, Michigan's going to roll. And Rob, everyone knows by now the story. Michigan State went into Ann Arbor and
they
beat.
Were 20, Michigan was 23-point favorites. I just want to put that out.
23-point favorites. And Michigan State beats the – what was Michigan ranked? They ranked 13th. Beat them 27-24. And Yahoo wrote a story, Rob, saying Pete Thamel, who I worked with at the New York Times, saying that this was probably – this was the worst loss. Not probably. This was Jim Harbaugh's worst loss at Michigan. And I would have to agree.
You know what? Jim Harbaugh, I've been saying this for a long time, Chris, is overrated, is paid like he's won a championship. I get
fourth
it.
Highest paid coach in the right. country, $8 million a year.
He's a Michigan man, Chris. He played quarterback there, yeah, captain. I know all the history about him, okay? He's a little quirky, right? He wears the khakis, and he's always doing stuff to get attention.
Takes a baseball glove to games even now, right?
You know, he's quirky. I get all
which
that.
I did up until I was about 11.
You know, and right, but he grew up in Ann Arbor. You know what I mean? Like, I get all that. And he was supposed to be the prodigal son who was coming back to turn Michigan around. Chris, and you talk about it all the time, about being relevant, but that's not why he's making the kind of loot, $8 million a year, is to get involved and get Michigan to a chance to get into the national championship game, right? And have a shot at winning a championship.
Let me throw this at you, you know, as you, this supports your point you're making. He's the fourth highest paid coach in the country behind Nick Saban, Ed Orgeron, and Dabo Sweeney. Obviously, they've all three won national championships. Every other coach in the top eight, Rob, so four beneath Harbaugh, every one of them has either won a national championship or at least played in the playoff, made it to the Final Four.
Right.
And Harbaugh's
except
the only
Michigan
one who hasn't.
Yep. Right. And that's where you can look at him and go, well, okay, he didn't win a championship yet, but they should have been at the table, Chris, to have a meal, right? Can they get at the table, right? They might go and lose, but they haven't been there. Let me give you – the numbers are not for Jim Harbaugh. The numbers aren't ugly, Chris. They're fugly. Are you ready? 0-5 against Ohio State. 2-13 versus top 10 teams. 1-4 in bowl games.
And they've lost their last four.
Yes, and at home against their two rivals, Ohio State and Michigan State, they're 1-6. Chris, do you know what their record is against everybody else at the Big House? 29-0. So the only two teams they can't really beat are their rivals. If this was any other coach other than Jim Harbaugh, do you think Brady Hoke would still be around, Chris, with these numbers?
Oh, no. There would be coaches around, but they would be the huge name coaches.
Right.
Brady Hoke would have been gone.
He would have been run out of Ann Arbor.
No question. He was.
And he was because they weren't happy with where they were. They used to call him Brady Joke on the radio.
Right. He started hot, and then everything went to pot.
But, Chris, this is, let me tell you, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. He doesn't have a contract pass next season.
Right.
I think mark this game down. This is the game that was the beginning of the end of Jim Harbaugh at Michigan. I don't know how you move forward. Seriously, Chris, because once again, you're already out of contention this year, right? They got no shot to be going
to
some...
not getting to the bowl. Yeah.
Right.
There's no way you get into the bowl. Well, I'm going to tell you what I would do And then you can say, tell me what you would do if you're Michigan. Because that's the question. The discussion that this was a horrible loss, that Jim Harbaugh, while not terrible there, has been disappointing. That's, I don't know how you could argue otherwise. What I will say is this, and you know this has been what I've said about Harbaugh. He has made Michigan relevant again. But the 8 years before Harbaugh went to Ann Arbor, they had finished in the top 25 just twice and in the top 15 just once. That was under Rich Rodriguez and Brady Hoke. In the 5 years now, this is his sixth, but the 5 years that Harbaugh's been there, they've been in the top 20 at the end of the season every single year, and they've been in the top 15 three times. Well, no, I'm sorry, top 24 of the 5 years, top 15 three of the 5 years. Relevant. But I'm going to say this, Rob, and you know, like I said, I would defend, he's made them relevant. They're, you know, part of the conversation, you know, that we, one of the 10 teams we talk about in college football and so on and so forth. But for $8 million a year, right, it just, look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And people say they won't fire him. You brought up the whole Michigan pedigree and
yep.
and all that. And for
he's
those reasons,
their, he's one of
they
their
won't
own, Chris.
Fire him. Right.
He's one of their own. He's
but here's
son.
What I would do. If I'm running the athletic department or if it's the president's decision, whoever is in charge of this, I let him – I don't fire him this year, Rob. I let him coach out this year, but I don't give him another contract. I don't give him an extension. I let him coach out next year.
Without what,
and if we play great, and you know, like you might not get to the playoff, but if you're close, if you're in the discussion, or maybe you do get to the playoff, then yeah, I'll re-up you at big money.
There's no
but
way you
I
can
am,
give them the
I am
right.
saying yes. You have to coach on a lame duck contract, Rob. I gotta be honest, and maybe I'm wrong, but this is my opinion. I don't get why people act like coaches can never coach in the last year of their contract. Like, like you're setting the dude up for, I'm sorry, you and I work in the last years of our contract, do we not?
Do we have a contract?
We don't even start negotiating until you're in that last year.
Right.
So stop with the math, especially when you're getting $8 million a year. Stop with the pity party. Oh, they didn't empower him. How can you send him out there in the last year of his deal? No! That's what I'm doing if I'm Michigan. And look, it's very likely that Harbaugh maybe would say out of pride and arrogance, I'm not coming back if you don't extend me.
Then
I say, you're not getting an extension. Go ahead and walk. Because you ain't done it, you know?
No, and I think I think you're right. I don't think Harbaugh, because it would look bad because all the other coaches, Chris, at that level, none of them coach with lame duck situations.
Right.
So basically, you would be telling Jim Harbaugh and everybody around him, we don't value him enough, and God help somebody else from the NFL or somebody come take him off our hands. You know what I mean? And we wouldn't put up a fight. Because that's what you would be signaling. Rather than a show of strength or faith, which is, yes, it has been bumpy. We had that terrible loss to Michigan State. But we're going to give Jim a 2 or 3 year extension because we know he's going to get the job done here at Michigan. We know we're going to win a national championship with him. He's one of the most elite coaches out there, and we'll get it. We're going to get there. But if you don't do that for him, I think – he calls, picks up the phone, calls the NFL, puts the word out there, and boom, he'll have a job in the NFL.
Probably. And I'm with you. Like, here's my thing. And see, I'm a realist. Like, you're right. Jim Harbaugh probably does want them to say that. But how can they? Rob, how can they? I mean, you know what I'm saying, Rob?
Right.
How can they, with a straight face, say, we believe we're going to win a national championship with Jim Harbaugh?
You can't.
next year we're 9-1 and we finish 6th in the country and just, you know, we're in the argument for the playoff, then I'm with you there. But after this, I can say with confidence, you know, we're going to remain relevant. We'll
Michigan
be in the top 20.
Has to be more than that at this point with him, Chris. He hasn't been here for a year or two. This is year 6, okay?
This is year 6. Right.
Come on, this is year 6. This is he has had plenty of time. His recruiting class, Chris, is in place, right? He's not playing with other coaches' players. He right. has his players. There's no more excuses. Come on. And to be a 23-point favorite at home against a first-year coach at Michigan State who gets his signature win, Chris. You know how big it is to beat your rival on the road? He's got a signature win in 2 games at Michigan State. They should sign him to a new 3-year extension.
I mean, look, I get the as much as they hurt, as emotionally devastating as they are because it's such a rivalry, I get, though, the losses to Ohio State. Ohio State's better.
But not everyone.
Period.
Chris, you could beat them once or twice. You might not.
Ohio State is a blue blood right now, and Michigan's not. And so I get that. But Michigan State, who just lost to Rutgers?
At home.
At home? No. That's the problem. And so it'll be interesting to see how this plays out because I agree with you. Harbaugh probably would leave if they don't offer him an extension.
No way.
No
way would he play coach Chris under a lame duck situation.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. All right. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Was Saturday's loss to Michigan State the beginning of the end for Jim Harbaugh in Michigan? How would you proceed going forward? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes
to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, and Monday Night Football underway. Tampa Bay Buccaneers just kicked a field goal on the game opening drive. They're up 3-0 on the hapless
winning.
New York Giants. Really?
The Giants are winning, yeah, because Tampa Bay's up by 3 and not 7.
Okay.
That's a win for the Giants.
That's how it is? All right. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Jim Harbaugh, is this the beginning now? Is it over? Because that's what we're saying. Or that's what Rob's saying.
I'm saying
if you can't extend him at this point, as far as I'm concerned. So unless he is willing to play on his last year of his deal, I'm saying it's over too. So right. What do you think? Is it over after that debacle on Saturday in the Big House?
All right, let's start with Chad in Cincinnati. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chad?
Hey, what's up, OG? What's up, Chris?
What up, man?
Hey, so I studied that game on Saturday. I was waiting on the Buckeyes game to come on, so I had to study that team up north so I could see what they were working with.
Right.
Joe Milton is so dynamic. He had Luke McCaffrey get transferred out because he couldn't beat Joe Milton out. So first off, Jim Harbaugh needs to utilize Joe Milton more in the RPO game. They still have that vanilla Bo Schembechler style thinking mentality, and they don't know.
Remember
exactly
last year he tried to open it up a little and didn't really work all that well.
Gaddis came on the scene and wanted to open it up. Let me tell you, from an Ohio State supporter, I lived in Columbus 10 years as well. We want Jim Harbaugh to stay as the coach because Day runs circles around him. The last time we lost to Michigan, Brady Hoke was the coach. That was when Braxton was a freshman and Luke coached as an interim. So let's keep Harbaugh as the coach so we can keep running up them victories. Go Bucks.
I hear you, Chad. Yep. That's how all the Buckeyes, they don't want Harbaugh to go anywhere.
And better to beat Michigan when they got a big name coach, right?
Right.
That just makes it that much sweeter.
Right. Yeah. No doubt. All right, Ken in Rhode Island, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Ken?
What's going on, Chris and Rob? How you guys doing?
Doing
great, man. How are you?
I love your show, man. Gotta say,
thank you.
I totally disagree with you guys. Well, you guys, it's like someone telling you guys, your show, since you guys are not in the top five ratings, you're not better than Skip and Shannon. You're not better than First Take. Your ratings ain't there yet. So they're going to give you less money. You two guys, less money because you're not a top ranked performance.
Here's the difference. And we keep him on. We'll let you talk. Here's the difference, though. Rob and I didn't come in making as much or more money than Skip and Shannon, Stephen A. and Max Kellerman. Like that's it.
That's what Harbaugh did. Harbaugh is in rare air payment, and Chris just told you the top eight coaches in college football have either been to a championship or been in the playoff, Chris, or won a title. He's the only one. That's
right.
Why. If he had been to in the Final Four, Chris, or went to a championship game, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
If we had come in ballyhooed, the odd
we're making,
couple starting
yes,
us.
And we're making more than Collins.
Yeah, exactly. And then we weren't in those rankings, like you said. Then, it'd be the same thing. But no, we're fighting our way up.
We started at the bottom.
Now we're here.
That's right.
Is he still on? I want to hear
his rebuttal. Hello, is this on? Is this Mike on? Did Scott kick the plug out? Hello? Okay. Tori in Columbus, Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tori?
Yo, what's going on, Chris and Rock, man? Love the show. Love y'all. Y'all some stand-up guys, man. Everything y'all do is great. Love it.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Straight to the point, I agree with both of y'all. And this is the deal. I think Harbaugh can't get extended because he's like average coach. Okay. For what he's done for Michigan before he got there, that's good enough for them, probably. For him, probably. But not for Michigan. And to our point, you have to do better. Michigan State and Rutgers.
Right.
Oh. You let Rutgers beat Michigan State, but you lose to them?
So let me ask you this. Would you fire him? What would you do?
I can't fire him because who the hell else am I getting?
Well,
but essentially, Tori and Chris, if they don't give him a contract extension, Chris, they're leaving the door open, telling him to go get another
Which
job.
Is what I do.
Right? I mean, you're not saying you're fired.
Right.
But basically, all right, let's go to Sean in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
My uncle's from another mother, man. First of all, belated happy birthday to the big homie, Chris. Happy Halloween,
brother.
To both of y'all, man. And happy Dia de los Muertos to the homie, Rob G. I hope you got your friend on deck as of yesterday, bro.
You nice with the Spanish, man. My goodness.
Uh-oh.
Brother, I don't know what you said.
I thought you said something nice.
Sean, isn't your girl Mexican?
Nah, dude, actually Chinese and Vietnamese, man. So don't tell her I'm so good with the Spanish. She might get a little suspicious, bro.
Yeah,
there
bro.
There we go. All right.
So my take real quick, fellas, is I feel like you got to get ahead of this and go ahead and fire him if he loses two more games this season. He's never been the type of coach to finish out any contract, and usually because he's the one pulling the plug. He's proven nothing for the last, 6 years now? He's had plenty of time to bring on his own folks, hire his new staff. We see now what he is without the coaching staff that he had over at Stanford. Get rid of them. Lower those expectations because I feel like it's unfair to the players for Harbaugh to shoot off at the mouth and then they got to go in and cash those checks. It makes no sense.
But here's
whatsoever.
The thing. If you fire him, you got to pay him his $8 million next year. Why should I pay him? Then I got to pay another coach?
No.
I mean, if there's he ends up coaching somewhere else, there's probably, you might not
you
have to
give
pay
up
him
half of the money or whatever the money
you make
up.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I hear Sean, but I would just let it play out. And like you said, he's probably walking away himself.
He will walk, Chris, if they don't offer him a contract. No way. His ego, come on, look at what he did in San Francisco. He went to the Super Bowl, went to 3 NFC championship games. Dude, he would not accept that. I'm a lame duck coach.
I'm going to say this, Rob. If I'm an NFL team, I would look at him. Because one thing he's done is he's turned programs around. Now, he don't last very long.
Can he finish the job, though?
Well, he hadn't. He hadn't yet. So we'll see. All right, we got Rod Woodson, the Hall of Famer, coming up. Him and his theme music. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
You know who it is when the theme music comes on, the Hall of Fame defensive back, Super Bowl champion, our man Rod Woodson. What's up, brother?
What's up, my brother from another mother?
We are good, man. We are good. And
I want to ask him this quick question, Chris. So when you play for multiple teams and you play for both, right, the Ravens and Pittsburgh, do you look at it as, are you always a player from the team that drafted you, that gave you the first chance? Or because you moved on, do you have a different feel for them instead of maybe if you played your entire career there? How do you feel when you look at the teams you played for?
Well, I mean, it's,
I look at it as if, you know, I'm biracial. I'm biracial in life, and people want me to choose a side. Are you black or are you white? Right? Well, I'm the same thing in football. You know, I played for the Cedars. I was drafted there. I played 10 wonderful years there. It didn't work out. We didn't win a Super Bowl, even though we went. I got to leave. Really got to play for four iconic owners and franchises. And then I got to go to Baltimore under Modell. And, you know, Steve Bisciotti took it over at the end. And, you know, I got to win a Super Bowl there. And that's your goal for an athlete, is to always be the best. But I know when these two teams play, I know it's going to always be a close game because they have the same culture. It's hard for me to pick one. I mean, I bleed black and gold, not just because I played for the Steelers for 10 years, but my high school team was the same color as the Steelers.
Okay.
Purdue's old black and gold. So I bleed black and gold. But, you know, my heart has some empathy for all the teams that I played for.
Do you – a lot of times I watch a game, you know, I just find myself pulling for one team or the other. Do you find that in – did you find yourself pulling for Pittsburgh or for Baltimore yesterday?
No, I just knew it was going to be a good game. You know, I thought the team that had the least amount of mistakes, which was the Steelers, you know, Lamar had those two turnovers and Pittsburgh only had one. That's going to be determination who wins and loses. And that's kind of the trend in the National Football League anyway. But especially when you play within your division, they always are close games. The Steelers know how you're going to play. They know how the Steelers are going to play. It's always good to see, because I think that's like the – that's to me, that's old school football that's played still in the 21st century.
You brought up Lamar and his four turnovers, two picks, two fumbles, three fumbles. He lost two of them. You know, and last year when they beat – Pittsburgh with no Ben, and he had three interceptions. Obviously, he's had his struggles against the Chiefs. He struggled in the playoffs. But, you know, he's had some wins over some good teams, too. But are you concerned, at least at this point in his career, that he has trouble against some of these elite teams, and they've been able to make him look pedestrian?
Well, I think the biggest thing for me with Lamar is that if they can't run the football, if they can't be like dominant running the football the way they've been in the past, can he take the franchise, take that offense to the next level throwing the football? I think that's what's going to determine, you know, where he's going to go as a quarterback in the National Football League. Because you can be able to run the ball against some solid defenses in the National Football League. But when you play the elite teams, it's hard to do that on a consistent basis. Yeah, you'll have a game here and there, but year in and year out, it's really hard to do against the really good defenses. And they're going to make you throw the ball. And then when they make you throw the ball and they speed up the process of you getting your reads because they're bringing pressure, can you get to those reads without making mistakes? I think that's the determination of where he's going to be. You know, for his future. I think, you know, the quarter's still out with that, but we know he's a dynamic playmaker. You know, my thing is, can he just make the plays down the field when they matter throwing the football?
I got a quick follow-up. Obviously this year, even the games they've won, his numbers haven't been what they were, not really close to what they were last year. Do you think teams have gotten a better handle on him and figured him out to some degree? And what would figuring him out entail? You know, because obviously he's still dangerous in the open field, but you know what I mean? How would you figure him out?
Well, it's really the system itself, right? That's what you're trying to figure out. When Greg Roman put that system in play, it was very similar to what they had in San Francisco. But the only difference is, Lamar is a dynamic runner with the football. So everybody's starting to see it a little bit more. It's, you know, when you play against them, you know you have to understand that triple option threat that they can do at times when they get in that inverted wishbone. Everybody has to make sure that you're crashing the mesh point, and the mesh point is where the quarterback Lamar is putting in the belly of the running back. Whoever's that in rusher, it makes sure he has to take the mesh point. And I'm taking Lamar more than I'm taking the running backs, because Lamar does a lot of damage with his feet. So I think the biggest thing is, yeah, you get figured out a little bit here and there because they understand the system a little bit more. Their rules are set probably to a better foundation because they played you now, especially in the division and in, you know, in your conference, that you're playing them once a year or once every several years. You're getting a feel for that. So to me, I just think that playing in your division, they've seen it twice a year for a couple years now. They have a better feel for how they're going to handle those options, and they have to understand that they're going to make Lamar beat you throwing the football. That's how most teams look at playing the Baltimore Ravens.
We're running out of time, but I would love to ask you about Tua and his debut in Miami. It was nothing, like, real special. Did you see anything from him? I mean, they won the game, had a special teams and some turnovers and things that worked in their favor. But what did you see from Tua?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, he had the one, you know, I seen his first touchdown of his NFL career throw. But, you know, really at the end, their defense, they got the number one scoring defense in the National Football League.
Right, right.
I mean, you know, I know everybody's talking about Tua, and it's great that he got his victory and everybody's going to give him the victory because
right,
he's
right.
a quarterback. But, man, listen, that defense shut down a really good Rams offense. And they, you know, to have a number one scoring defense after week 8 in the National Football League, it's in a feat of its own. So I think where they were last year to where they are this year defensively, that's one of the main reasons they're in all their games they've played in so far this year.
There's talk, and we got a minute left, but there's talk that they put Tua in because they want to see what he can do, you know, so they know what they need to draft because they got the Houston Texans first and second round picks. Texans, obviously, that could be a top 5 pick. And some people I've heard say, well, that's not fair to the players. They actually have a chance to make the playoffs. You should have left Fitzpatrick in, who at this moment is better than Tua. Where are you at on that?
Yeah, I you know, I thought it was a little unfair to Fitz. But, you know, I understand what they're saying about their future. They have to understand, you know, what they have, where they need to draft. And you got to hope that if the defense is playing the way they plan, if Tua is as accurate as he was at Alabama, he can get rid of the football. They can run the ball a little bit and make some special team plays here and there. You know, they can play solid football. But I still thought it was unfair to Fitz. You know, I just don't think veteran players should just lose their job just because you want to see. Obviously, they've seen him talking about Tua more than anybody else had. So they got a feel for what they were putting on the field and what product they were putting on the field. You know, I don't know if that was a head coach's decision right. or above his head decision.
Right.
But if it comes from the owner, then you gotta stand in place and make that decision work on the field.
All right, that's our man, the Hall of Famer, Rod Woodson.
All right,
we appreciate
Rod, thank
it
you.
As always, brother.
Man, I appreciate you guys.
Stay
All right,
well.
Later. It's the hottest radio game show in the country. Sources say is next. Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And it is time for Sources Say.
Check, check, check. Everybody hear me?
My sources say these two have been covering sports for nearly three decades apiece.
I will say this.
Let's put the Big J journalist to the test. It's Sources Say.
That's right. It is Sources Say, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we put Chris and Rob's combined 217 years of journalism experience to the test.
Wow.
To see if they can tell the difference between a good source and a bad source. So let's get started, guys. You know how this game works. Story number one. My sources say that Cubs pitcher John Lester dropped over 47 grand, almost as much as Rob spent at the strip club, on Miller Lights for fans in the Chicago area between Friday and Sunday evening. Rob, I'm a source is good.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like John Lester all over.
That's true.
Bro. Yeah, that sounds like him.
All right, I'm going to make it a little harder this time.
No, everyone is going
to
be true.
All you did was go to the front page of ESPN.com and get that.
Was that on ESPN? I didn't see that.
I think so. I saw.
Okay. Oh, see, Chris, you're cheating.
No, it just, I saw it earlier as I was reading stuff this
morning. Hey, real quick, a friend of mine in New York texted me. He said that all the talk on New York Sports Talk Radio, Chris, is that Jim Harbaugh to the Jets. So just remember that's what the talk is.
So the Jets
wouldn't be my first choice.
No, but that's just, you know, they want to
name.
I would
go with Eric Bieniemy.
Yep. Okay.
Don't you think that would make Trevor Lawrence excited? You think Jim Harbaugh going to excite Trevor Lawrence?
But it's that name recognition.
No, I get it.
I know what you're saying.
No, you know what's exciting, Trevor Lawrence? Giants up 7-3 on Monday Night Football.
What?
That's what has him excited.
Right.
I told you, Chris,
the Giants are winning. I told you they're winning.
Relax.
All right, here we go. Story
I'll
number.
I'll buy you a new pair of Jordans if the Giants win.
Oh, you heard that? No, come on, Chris. Did you hear that, Rob G?
We got
that on tape.
You heard psych.
And
you
that was even a bet. It was just a statement.
Psych your mind, as we used to say.
My sources say that former Steelers tight end Heath Miller, remember him? He actually got cited over the weekend after he attached a boat motor to a trash can and was driving it around his neighborhood. Apparently, he thought it was funny. Chris, my source is good.
Oh, gosh. I'm going to say that's true.
Yeah, that sounds kind of wacky, and I think that dude was a little off-center. Yeah, I say that's true.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Who was it?
Was it somebody else?
No, why are you dissing Heath Miller? He seemed like a wacky guy to begin with.
I didn't say that. Rob said that.
He was a wackadoodle. He was a wackadoodle.
All right, here we go. Story number three.
We can clearly see Rob is just copying my answers.
Speaking of the Steelers, my sources say that Troy Polamalu has agreed to cut off his famous hair as a means to raise awareness for breast cancer.
Wow.
Rob Parker. Are my sources good?
Wow. I'm going to say true.
I do think that's true.
You sit on a throne of lies.
Wow.
You guys are terrible.
You just making junk up? Is it somebody else or you just made it up?
Why would he cut off his hair? It's the only reason he has commercials these days.
Money. I thought they're probably breaking him off.
What commercial?
He got a head and shoulders with Pat Mahomes.
That's old. That was years
ago. All right, here we go.
He could grow it back.
Sources say, Fox Sports Radio. My sources say that Clemson quarterback DJ Uiagalelei, I hope I'm saying it right. I don't know. He's the guy who filled in with Trevor Lawrence.
Right.
He has his dad blocked on Twitter because he says he doesn't want to see posts about how great he is. Chris, my source is good.
True.
True.
Uwe Anga Lele.
Bro.
There you go.
How did he play Saturday?
He was great.
Really?
Yeah.
He was great? Not just pretty good, great?
I think he completed 70% of his passes, like three touchdowns. He was good.
You think they can beat Notre Dame? They'll beat Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame doesn't have athletes to compete.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Story number four. My sources say that former Los Angeles Clipper Pooh Richardson is donating over $1 million to his former middle school just so that they will rename it the Pooh Richardson Academy. I don't know if that's the only reason, but it is a reason.
I'm the Pooh Pooh King.
Chris.
That's right.
Are my sources good?
I think that's false.
I say it's false, too. You just can't put somebody's name because
they weren't making a ton of money back then. I mean, you know, where he just gave off a million, the school system would allow it.
I don't think that's true.
You sit on a throne of lies.
So we're going to end in a tie.
I think he probably could, though, Rob. Yay.
He could what?
I think he could make a donation.
You could make it. Probably make, sorry, Chris could have.
Rob copied. He clearly copied my answers. It was just obvious.
Uwe Anga Lele.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.